Blog Talk Hello. Radio.
Hello, you're speaking to Elizabeth Reeve, Abilities Over Disabilities, What's in It for Me? This is going to be a series of talks about what's in it whenever you are able to open up your mind to individuals with abilities over disabilities. It takes an advocate, you have to be active, and you have to be sincere about being able to look at what's in it. Why am I doing this, first of all? There are many reasons why I would want to make sure that individuals would open their minds up to abilities over disabilities. First of all, did you know that according to the Cornell University, that individuals who have disabilities actually are living within half of what those without disabilities make, such as most of individuals without disabilities make about $64,000. Those that have disabilities make about $32,000 in their income. There's a problem with this. There's also a problem whenever you look at the rest of the Cornell studies. Did you know that individuals with disabilities have less likelihood of getting a bachelor's degree, of being able to go on to their master's, or getting a doctorate? We need to consider abilities over disabilities. Why? Because it matters. If we do not open our minds up to the abilities over the disabilities, we can continue to have problems with the fact that individuals who have disabilities will have less likelihood being able to get a job, have less likelihood being able to get educated, and will be expected to make less. According to Cornell studies as well, it is known that individuals with disabilities are encouraged to stay on Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid due to their disabilities. Did you know that some of the medications out of pocket without their proper insurance can cost well over $1,000, such as diabetic medication and other medications that individuals with disabilities might have to take? Am I just talking about individuals with those physical disabilities that you can see? No. I'm talking about invisible and visible disabilities. Individuals with mental disabilities, or intellectual disabilities is what it should be called, those that are in a wheelchair, or those that have any type of others. Some people may have arthritis. And these individuals deserve to have the proper chance to be able to succeed. Individuals, upon entering different places, whenever one perceives an individual with a disability, they may think, oh, they don't have anything. They can't offer us anything. However, that is wrong. If you were to see me, which you cannot see me at this moment of time, you would know that I'm in a wheelchair, and sometimes I use my walker. I have a service dog. I also have the situation of having diabetes. I have heart problems, sarcoidosis, asthma, and many other disabilities. However, this is not one that I would like to talk about at this moment, but whenever you see somebody with these types of disabilities, the question becomes, why? What is in it? Why is this individual having these kind of problems? Well, I don't know. My spina bifida was caused by my dad's service in the Vietnam. I have spinal cord injury due to having a classroom accident. I have MS. I have a lot of diseases which create me having to take a lot of different medications. Am I useless? No. Society may see me to be useless whenever looking at my disabilities. However, let's look at the positives that I can offer. Some of the positives that I can offer is, first, the fact that I am well-educated. I have two bachelor's degrees. I also have a master's degree, and I have a doctorate. I'm working on my doctorate. soon I hope to have my doctorate, but I'm working on my dissertation portion. I'm able to do research. I'm able to teach. I have a certification in special ed, ESL elementary 1-8. I'm able to help students connect to English. I'm a professor teaching an instructor at OCCC. I'm one that whenever you look at what I have to offer but and not look at my disabilities, you would notice that I have a lot to offer to society. I'm also able to make crafts. I'm able to encourage others. Right now, my title is Elegant Mrs. Oklahoma in Today's America Pageant, and I'm using that title to be able to get out there and do marathon 5Ks. My husband keeps correcting me and saying, it's not a marathon, hon, but I do 5Ks. I'm able to get out there and really help encourage the runners, yeah? I may not be able to run. Okay if I cannot run. That's okay if I have to sit in my chair and go that 5K's distance. At least I'm out there and I'm doing. I'm also one that has encouraged many others. I'm able to talk on social media. And whenever somebody's having problems, I'm able to be a listener. I've wrote 3 books. I've got a 501c3 charity called Miss Abilities America. There's many, many things that I am capable of doing besides looking at my disabilities. Whenever you're wanting to look at the situation of what can we do within society, we have to look at what we have to offer. I have the ability to do the computer work, being able to operate machinery as far as computers go. Whenever I go down to take the state test and for state jobs, I've been able to pass most of them with high scores. So we need to look at the abilities. Let's look at what the abilities of individuals who have differences. I know of a young lady that has visual impairments. She went to school for the blind. She actually is able to raise children. Society has put a thing on it saying, oh, people who cannot see may not be able to raise the children properly. She does a very good job of doing that. There's also individuals out there who may not be able to talk, but whenever you give them a computer to speak over or give them a chance to be able to explain themselves, they do very well at explaining themselves. Just because a person has a disability does not mean that they have nothing to offer. Now, let's step back here in a second. I get on my soapbox, and we need to look at what other things are possible. What if an individual comes up to you, and what is the first thing that you notice? Stereotype. Okay. You can say, okay, I see this individual is in a wheelchair. Okay, what can this individual do? What do you think that they can do? Do you think that they're able to open a door on their own? Do you think that they're able to carry a plate on their own? Do you think that you have to baby them and help them every step of the way? Or, wait a minute. Are they able to do things independently? Can they drive? Can they hold a job down? What kind of classroom can they manage? Can they be a teacher? These questions are questions that we will be answering in future episodes. I can tell you that I'm going to try to get several different individuals to come on the show with me and to show what they can do. Just because everybody is unique in their own ways. Everybody has their abilities that they can do. Now, does that mean everybody in a wheelchair can draw? No, but some can. Does that mean everybody in a wheelchair can open a door? No, but some can. Does that mean that just because you see that individual in a wheelchair does not mean they can't walk at all? No, they may not be able to walk because they fall. They may not be able to walk because they have no feeling in their legs, but at the same time, they're able to walk because of the fact that they have trained themselves to be able to use those muscles and continue to use those muscles even though they cannot feel from waist down. Does that mean that everybody with diabetes has the same severity? Does that mean everybody with their intellectual disabilities has the same length of disability? Does that mean that everybody is the same no matter what type of disability they have? These questions are going to be approached. And in order to be able to really understand this episode, you'll need to have an open mind. You need to be able to challenge yourself. We're going to talk about community service. We're going to talk about advocacy, service dogs. We're going to have many guest speakers on this radio show. We're going to be able to really challenge ourselves and our thinking. Whenever you can sit down, let's do one thing to begin with. Let's look at, take out a piece of paper and pen. Okay. Go ahead and draw a house. Put windows in that house. Okay. Maybe put a chimney on that house. Draw some outside things like flowers and garden, playground, whatever. Okay. If you have colors, color your house. People in that house or people around that house. Okay. Now, let's start out with my house. I have a square on the bottom, triangle on the top. My windows are round with crosses in them. I have a chimney, and I put little bitty squares. I mark squares and make it more plaid-like. Okay. My door is round. It's like an oval shape. I put a doorknob on it. I put grass around my house. I put a string set. My people are not really stick-like. They're squares with necks, and they have hair, and they have eyes. I also put a dog in there. I have put a lot of children in there. What you have, also don't forget the sun and the clouds. Is my picture like your picture? Well, shouldn't they all be the same? Well, I told everybody the same direction. What makes it different? That is the way it is to have disabilities, is that just because one person is able or cannot do something does not mean everybody can or cannot do something. Just because somebody is not able to help themselves out does not mean somebody else cannot help themselves out. Everybody has extremities and everybody has the can do. We're going to be talking about the abilities. Did you know that there have been many individuals, like let's look at Theodore Roosevelt. What was he able to do? Did you know that not everybody can get a doctorate, but right now I'm about to get my doctorate? What is my study about, you may ask? on doing it about the Americans with Disabilities Act, the versatility on with hospitality management professors on the Americans with Disabilities Act versatility. Are they teach? First of all, we're trying to figure out how much they're using, how much they know about the Americans with Disabilities Act, and how much they are able to teach their students in the curricula with the Americans with Disabilities. And that's really unique. However, does everybody get an opportunity to do this? No. How about the service dogs? Are they all the same? Do they all go through the same training? What does the Americans with Disabilities Act say about the service dogs? And what can they be able to do and not do with service dogs? Are all service dogs alike? All service dogs expected to be able to do the same thing? How about those individuals that have epilepsy? Don't they all need service dogs? Or how severe are they? Do they all have the same kind of attacks? Can we all know the triggers? Are all the triggers alike? We don't know. But the one question is the answers will be coming in this episode. The more that we study, the more we will know. How about, let's look at the fact that individuals, whenever you think about individuals with disabilities, how about individuals that may have disfigurement? Okay, I'm going to tell you. My eyes got open whenever I was in college. I ended up, whenever I went to school at one university, I walked in and it was a biology class. And I knew for sure that I knew I was going to be okay with it. And then here comes a young lady. Mind you, I have my own problems. I have my own disabilities. But this young lady came in, and she was disfigured with her face. That's all I saw. And whenever she came near me, she tried to sit down by me over across the room. Whenever I did that, I could not believe that I had just done that. I had thought I was the most open individual with disabilities. I thought I was so clear that it was okay. I knew what I was doing. But that was a sudden reaction. Well, this young lady decided that she was going to teach me a lesson about that. She got close to me, and I started on come Thanksgiving that year. I was looking for a way home. And I went up. I found out that she was going to be going home, and she lived where I needed to go. So I ended up going up to her, and I, in the most humbled way that I could, I asked her if she could help me get home. Well, she did. And I offered gas money. And she hesitantly took the gas money, and we got to talking on the way home. That moment of time could have ended up really badly had she taken it wrong. However, she took it that I needed to learn the lesson, and she is still my friend today. Whenever I met her was back in 1994, and now it's 2015. That time together, getting to know each other, getting to be friends, we're best buds. We don't get to talk all the time, talking to her. But I'm going to tell you that had I not had that time, had I not had that lesson, that stereotype might have lasted in my mind. But because she was willing to deal with me, because she was willing to let me learn, I was able to actually take that time and get to learn that. And that's one reason why abilities over disabilities. What's in it for me? You're going to be able to find out that even though you may have stereotypes or you may think one thing about a disability or another, doesn't mean you have to keep that. Yes, I'm in a wheelchair. Yes, I have my problems, but everybody has problems. Did you know that one out of four individuals, according to a study by the Mental Health Association, one out of four individuals have a mental illness? That is a disability, whether, you know, it's an invisible disability. Did you know that individuals can and will have the ability to be able to open their minds, open their hearts, if they only give themselves a chance, an opportunity? Did you know that you don't have to have the same thoughts today, tomorrow, as you have today? Everybody can learn when given the opportunity. Everybody can open their minds, open their ways. Whenever individuals, another study has shown that individuals with disabilities have actually been a positive impact on the workforce, because whenever they're hired, they've actually shown that in the attendance and everything increases. We'll be talking about that as well. There's so much to talk about with the abilities over disabilities. It's such a wide platform. And that is one reason why I'm going to be talking about it in several segments. Today is just a questioning time. It's a chance to get ready to open your heart, open your mind. If you don't want to open and challenge your thinking, the show is probably not going to be for you. Unfortunately, for you to close your mind to this. But I really think that everybody has the ability to think about this. Think about the way that you acknowledge it. Think about the way that you see it in your community. Did you know that there's barriers do not have to remain barriers? Let's put it this way. In Oklahoma City, where I live, there is a curb. Everywhere around me, there's curbs. But I want to be able to ride the big bus. There's actually a small bus, too. And whenever I know I definitely cannot get around, I usually ride the small bus. But whenever I need to, I can go on the big bus. But I have found ways. Sometimes it's dangerous because I have to get out in the street. But whenever there's a wheel, there is a way. I've been able to advocate to the legislators' representatives about the situation. Right now, it's being fixed. So we're looking at getting curbs, the curbs lowered, and being able to put ramps where individuals with disabilities can actually use the sidewalks that's available as long as they can get those ramps put in. I'm going to be trying to see what we can do and talking about that kind of stuff as well. As I get more knowledge, I will be sharing the knowledge. I will be having guest speakers to come on and talk and say, hey, what about this and how about this? Everybody deserves a chance to be able to listen and take in. If you have a question, there is a phone number that you can call, and I'd be more than willing to allow you to be able to approach it. The number's listed. It's one of those things that you can be able to just come on, and the guest calling is 347-308-8825. 347-308-8825. I'll be open for if you have any comments or anything. We have about 6 more minutes to go. I don't see any list of callers at this time, but if you'd like to in the future call in and ask a question, bring up something that you'd like to have answered. This is going to be for you as well. It's not just for me to sit here and talk and be on a soapbox, but it's for everybody to be able to listen. And this is my platform for Today's America Woman. It's also my platform for life. I started the Miss Abilities America, that's a pageant for those that have visible or invisible disabilities from ages 5 to 110. We also have Glad Rags is associated with it, with service dogs. They're willing to, I can give you information about service dogs and how to obtain one. If you have any other information, you just want to call and talk about, we're going to have an episode about bullying. I'm going to see if I can get a guest speaker to come on about bullying. Because sometimes what I just mentioned about my friends that I have now for a long time, I was a bully to her. And I didn't mean to be, but sometimes that's the stereotypes, that's what happens. And she and I love each other now. I'm also going to be talking about the opportunity to be an advocate in your community. Did you know that there's many opportunities to be an advocate? There's ways that you can actually help create education, get out there and educate the population. There's so many things that abilities over disabilities can cover, and it's just a matter of trying to get people to get out there and do and be able to be open to it, be able to stretch out their wings and say, okay, I am able to do this, this, and this, even though this. So thank you very much, and I look forward to doing my next episode with you. This is Abilities Over Disabilities. What's in it for me? Thank you very much. Have a good day and enjoy the future episodes to come. It is one of those awesome times.